CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Spice, do you think that this is involving me, the article that you gave, the teaser that you gave me out of the Globe yesterday? I mean, do you think it's about me?
Well, the question is, do you think it's about you?
No, I don't.
What's the teaser?
Hulk Hogan, gay shocker. If his son's,
I just like the headline in general, gay
yeah,
shocker.
If his, I know what
it's a good finishing move.
I know what it's. There's only one of two that could be. I'm involved in one of them. And then there's another one that's not involved with. But I think that somebody has opened their mouth up, and that's what this is all about. And I know that the Claridges, probably, in my opinion, Linda's family probably has. And, you know, Linda, as she talked about yesterday on the Hack Show, talked about how when she listens to the radio, that it just drives her insane, you know, when we talk about her and she doesn't have any way to defend herself. Well, you know, she now is a publicist. Why, Spice, why on earth she was doing interviews yesterday promoting what? I have no idea.
She's on RIF
promoting
Detroit
nothing.
Today.
And promoting what? I don't know.
Nothing. She was counter-promoting. Right,
exactly. Hating. Let me read this, and then, you know, I don't know if I should necessarily get into this. Well, you know.
Well, is there, in fact, a gay shocker?
No, hold on.
The Globe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, gay shocker. If his son's car crash scandal and being slapped with divorce papers aren't enough to push him over the edge, Hulk Hogan is now wrestling with a shocking new gay scandal. This week's Globe tells you why Hogan is terrified his squeaky clean image will be tarnished and dishes out the details about the other man who could bring him down. Well, they've not got a hold of me.
Maybe you're not the other man that could bring him down.
Well, that's
maybe
fine.
There's another other man.
Well, I know. Well, no. And then see, I didn't read this. So at the end of the day, Brent, if they actually have a person, then it's not what I think it is.
And
hang on. What do you think it is?
I'm not going to get into it.
No, let's say, okay.
but that's worse than denying it.
You know what? I'll get into it when I get him on the phone. Spice, there's nothing, there's not any instances between us other than our banter on the air and how Linda always thought we were gay because
okay.
We submitted some. No, but there is an instance that I know of in California.
So they're, okay.
But it's not gay, but somebody thought it was, and it's not.
Well, now I'm intrigued.
Well, yes, you are. That's what I do so well.
You're leaving me hanging.
What are you going to say, Brent?
I was going to say, when you're a police officer and you ask somebody a question and they give you this kind of answer, it makes them want to question you more. It doesn't make the cops go away. It makes them go, this guy goes to the top of my list.
There was two things, but one thing, but then the other thing, and I won't get into it.
Can you come down to the station with me, sir, and speak about this?
Call Kevin Hazel or Stephen DeAngelo.
I just got to ask you a few more questions. I mean, I'm not really clear on
why was my answer not good enough?
Call up the Spitting Cobra, J. Diaco. Get Steve on the backside. Maybe Greg Herring, and of course Kevin Hazlett. That's who I. And then bring in Gina for good measure. Brent, how can it be a scandal if we've laughed and teased about it and made it public?
Because they count on the people that buy the Globe.
But you haven't made it public yet.
But there's nothing to be made public about.
You said there was two things to be made public if he chose to talk about him when he calls.
The one thing is just the ongoing rib about him and I being gay.
Yeah, okay. Rib. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But don't you see, now it's becoming a shoot.
I told my wife last night, I was like, listen, you know what? Here's the bad thing about it is, now I really truly know how people feel, like, the Britney Spears and, the Ashton Kutcher, that they can't defend themselves because they can just trump stuff up. So I can't.
And being a public figure, there's really nothing I can do about it.
But I can get on the air. But if you happen to live in, Dayton or Richmond or Jacksonville or Orlando or Miami or Fort Myers or Tampa or one of the cities that were heard terrestrially, or if you happen to have Sirius XM, then you could hear my, a defense or explanation that it's not true and that it's an ongoing rib, right? Okay, so fine. But that's only a small portion of the world. So let's just say you're a childhood acquaintance of mine in Warsaw, Indiana, and all of a sudden your wife picks up, or your son or your father or you pick up the Globe, and you see that, Bubba Clem is involved in a gay sex scandal. They're going to read that as the gospel. Now, everybody who knows me knows that this is not true and that I'm not gay and that, it's a rib. But, 99% of America doesn't have access to me, right, Spice? And so I'm a homo with Hulk Hogan.
You need to go with this because this will give you so much publicity. I mean, just think of how many stations you'll be syndicated on.
Yeah, I mean,
when you get this publicity.
Well, Manchin, I'll tell you what. You want to be gay with somebody? I mean, would you take that for us?
I'll take it if you. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to set me up, I'll take it.
There could be worse people to be linked to than Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
I should probably look
thing.
At this Manchin as a big tee up because I'm secure. I have a wife. I got a family, a kids. So who do I have to prove that I'm not gay to?
So you're involved in a gay shocker scandal with Hulk
Hogan. Right, Manson? I mean,
who cares?
At the end of the day, let's say, it's Manson, right? Mike Waters, Manson, involved in a gay shocker with, let's think of Dwayne The Rock.
Oh, that's almost an honor.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is you don't have to worry about the downside ramifications as I don't because you have a lovely wife, you got kids. There's nothing that you have to prove as far as your sexuality, right?
Yeah, and besides, in this day and age, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right, okay. So, me and Hogan are gay.
Yeah, so what?
Embrace it, dude. Get on the kissy cam on the Magic Game.
On American Idol was gay. Nobody cared. He was flaming homosexual.
Hold on, fellas. I got to put the disc brace on this thing.
Why? Because Manson just compared you to Adam Lambert?
No. Because you guys are trying to rib me into thinking that I should say that I'm gay.
No. I just think you should let all the details fly about this gay shocker scandal.
There are no details about me and him. There may be a detail that's a misunderstanding about California.
How does Heather feel about being a beard?
It's okay. Big house.
I'd call her, but the kids are, on summer break. She's not even. I guarantee you, she's not even out of the rack. Would you be out of the rack right now if you didn't have to be?
Is that why you're not sleeping with me lately?
If Amanda was at work right now, you knew she was okay, and you didn't have to get out of the rack.
Probably not.
Exactly.
Do you want me to grow a blonde mustache?
But when we did afternoons, I used to get up in the morning and go exercise.
I understand that, Brent. I'm just saying, in the normal world, when you didn't have
I was talking to Manson. He said no way.
No, I got when we did afternoons, I got up about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. God, the good old days. Can you guys remember in 06 and 07 when we only had, was it 2 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
We only had one job. What time do I got here like at 2 o'clock, remember?
Yep.
What the hell did I do all day? Seriously, what did I do all day?
Good question.
Man, the good old days. So, Spice, I should roll with it. Say, I should just make stuff up since they're making up stuff. Spice, I might as well rib them.
But hang on, they haven't really made anything up yet.
But I know, but they got something on deck, so why not call them and say, hey, listen, guys, I know you guys are probably, but let me give you the truth. This is my boyfriend. We've been doing it for 10, 15 years,
To be the biggest story of the year.
You've been doing it.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hogan's my boyfriend. No details. But see, Brent, I got to be the girl. You know, because he's bigger than me, I'm going to have to be the girl, and I don't want to be the girl.
Boy, how's that taste?
Doesn't taste very good. I want to be the boy. I mean, if
no
I
way, brother.
I want to be the boy. And you know, with Hulk Hogan, you can't be the boy. There ain't a man in this room that would be the boy.
Nope.
Well, maybe Hulk's secretly a twink.
True. Some of the most rugged men in America are twinks.
Is he?
I don't know if he's a twink or not. I know I ain't a twink. I know.
You're going to be. Got no choice.
What's his finishing move on you?
The leg drop.
The third leg drop? Or
would you stop it? I don't even feel comfortable.
No, the third leg drop.
I'm glad you carnied that. Nobody got it.
You guys just stop. I don't even feel comfortable about talking about it.
Brother.
Speaking of which, I'm not keeping my boyfriend waiting.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? You and I are gay. Did you know that? We're homos.
I know that, man. Who said that?
Well, the Globe magazine says. Now, here's the deal, man.
Oh, come on. No. I haven't seen it.
Well, it's not out yet. It's a teaser. It says, by the way, in 7 minutes, I got the sheriff, and I'll call you back, Hogan. And by the way, I got our tickets and our hotel rooms locked in for Thursday. I
figured, a steamy getaway.
Yeah, we're going to have a steamy getaway, and we're bringing our girls. But what we'll do is we'll send the girls out to go, and then Hogan and I will have
sex.
Yeah,
they can share a room, and then you guys could share a room.
See, we'll get adjoining rooms, and we'll get those girls all Xanaxed up, Brent. They'll be passed out, and then me and Hogan will be in a torrid, crazy situation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if you can say that. Now, Hogan, let me ask you a question. And if you and I, you know, can I be the boy?
You're the catcher, dog.
it's a tussle over who's the boy.
And see, Brent, that's how the courtship would be, too. We're naked, and I'll be like, Hogan, I want to be the boy. He'd be like, you're the catcher, dog.
You're the catcher, dog. And so what? Tell me about the article.
Well, on Globe.com, it said Hulk Hogan, gay shocker. If his son's car crash scandal and being slapped with divorce papers isn't enough to push him over the edge, Hulk Hogan is now wrestling with a shocking new gay scandal. This week's Globe tells you why Hogan is terrified his squeaky clean image is going to be tarnished and dishes the details out about the other man who could bring him down.
What squeaky clean image?
Well, first of all, they're right on that. And secondly, so, Brent, they're insinuating that they have a guy that's going to talk about it. So it's not you and I being gay.
Perhaps there's another man.
Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on somebody with me?
Well, I have no idea who it is. There's thousands of them and thousands of them.
I mean, every city you'd have another guy, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Well, see, now here's the deal. I think you may have talked about this or touched about this on the air one time. This is what I think it is, okay? And I wasn't going to bring it up until I had you on the air, okay? But yeah. We got to be careful, and I only have 5 minutes, but we got to be careful as to how we talk about this. But remember the blonde-haired body builder chick that was taking care of Brutus in the basement. Remember that? And they thought, so what I'm thinking is this is a Claridge/Linda grasp at being able to take that story, shine it up, because she's grasping right now. She's on WRIF in out of Washington today. And she's on this publicity blitz. She won't do my show. Of course, she won't do her hometown show and the guy that knows the most about her family.
What is her, the meat of her story on all these publicity?
Well, we don't know. That's what I've asked. It's like, what is she promoting? What is she promoting? So I'm thinking that the Claridges/Linda, as she's on her big PR tour this week, she is, grasping right now because she's actually on her anti-promotion. She's talking smack about you and Brooke. And I'm thinking that they have taken that story because you told me that story years ago. You can tell the story, but I probably should tell the story because I know I can be radio friendly. You're just going to probably blurt it out.
No, I'll blurt it out.
All right. So here's the
campaign or whatever she's on, it's pretty, typical that Linda would, roll out because it was Brooke's big week with her single and, was going on VH1, her single and her show started this week on VH1. So it's almost like,
it's very predictable.
Yeah, you beating on Linda about the drug thing and all the stuff that's coming up in court and all the people that are going to testify that have, done drugs with Linda, and a lot of her friends that she made friends with, and a lot of the younger kids, have kind of like, when Linda kind of abandoned them for a couple weeks, they kind of rolled and, basically were telling the truth, and just saying all the drugs and stuff they've done with Linda. So, of course, it was her campaign to go out and try to posture herself before all this happened. I just figured she would do something to try to jump on Brooke's bandwagon and see how it was Brooke's moment in the sun this week. And of course she did. She tried to destroy Brooke's, joy and happiness, but she can't. So it's just typical Linda, especially after what Linda did last week, in front of me with Charlie and the other girl in the boat. It's just typical Linda stuff,
Well, she was on Lex and Terry yesterday, which if you think that they're your friends, I got another news.
Dude, I don't even know these guys.
I just,
what the deal is. I bumped around with Brooke hitting all the radio stations.
No, I know, but they are such hacks.
To tell you the truth, honestly, if I saw them in person, I know I've been hitting the head a lot with steel chairs. Dude, I couldn't even tell you what they looked like.
I know, but they had her on yesterday. Of course, she won't go on, the show that makes the most sense, right? Mine, yeah. Who's got a larger reach and who is, the one particular radio person in the world that's smack dab in the middle of this case, including having been deposed. She won't, take my drug test challenge, and she won't answer my questions. So she's all over America today, and she's counter-promoting. And it's the same thing. Hogan is messed around on me, and I never cheated. And the drug test that she did, she's clean. And then listening to the radio here in town makes her sick at her stomach. That's us, but she won't mention us. And then Lex and Terry tell her that she needs to sue me for saying things about her.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it for you here in a minute. I'm going to go through each individual cut. But
sure.
When you talk about the gay shocker, I know it ain't you and I, because you and I never got caught. We were real smart about it. And, you know, I only had that one picture of him kissing me on the boat. We should send that to the gig. You know, Hogan, we should actually, we should take this to the next level, like Rodman did when he got, you know, when he went to the steps of, you know, Madison Square Garden, and you know, we should get married.